All right, it is 12:30, so we'll go ahead and get the meeting started. For the record, I'm going to be recording it for the minutes. We'll post it online later on. If you will, I'm going to go around and just introduce everybody and I guess what firm you're with or what position at the ferry. So again, my name is Mark Winslow. I'm the contracts engineer in Eatonton.
Brent Jones is the engineering for the ferry division.
John, planning and scheduling for the shipyard.
Jeremy Remy, engineering supervisor of the ferry division.
Kurt Olson, steam coil.
Tim Worley, line shipyard and fabrication.
Mark Lundell, set of line shipyard and fabrication.
Yeah. Sam Barrow, the proposal tech with NCDOT.
Yeah, he's my trusty assistant now, trying to help me out. So again, we are at a mandatory pre-bid meeting for DA00676. It's the motor vessel Cape Point credit dry dock. The date of availability is going to be February the 16th, 2026, and the completion date is June 2nd of 2026. I'm going to go ahead and get started, and then we'll turn it over to you to actually go over the boat provisions, and then we'll visit the vessel itself. So again, on the front page of the proposal, we'll go through that and then go through the proposal, highlighting a few things that as the bidders that y'all would need to be aware of. Okay. So on the front page here, I've already been through some of this stuff, but the bid opening date is January the 21st, 2026 at 2 p.m. In the bottom here, the bid bond is required for this. If you move ahead to the instructions to bidders page, it's the page with the red banner around it. A few things I wanted to kind of highlight here. On bullet number two down here, the interested parties list is required. So if you haven't already done so, you need to go on the NCDOT's website to the project where it's advertised and click on the interested parties and then choose your firm's name. Here, I think with you guys, y'all going to probably need to wait to the last minute until you actually show up there. You do have to be pre-qualified for it to actually come down on the list.
Gotcha.
Okay. Number three, you will be preparing the and submitting the bid electronically using the electronic bidding provided software. The electronic bidding software is through the Bid Express, and there's a website down here. If you haven't, if you're not familiar with that, you can hit that up and just make sure your information is up to date. I know there's a yearly subscription and a monthly subscription, whatever, but just make sure you're up to date on all that stuff. Number five here, if there's any questions regarding the proposal or the work, you need to send it in by email no later than 7 calendar days prior to the bid opening. And then the email for Jeremy as well as Craig is in here, and you can copy me as well just so I can be in the loop and know if we've got any kind of addendum that may be working that we need to get posted. On page G1, it is explains the mandatory pre-bid meeting that we're at right now. So individuals that have signed up on the list today will be will be listed as the pre-qualified or a prerequisite of actually bidding on the project. So attendance at today's meeting, you made it through the first step. So. Page G2, it does explain the bonding requirements. A bid bond is required, as well as the contract payment and performance bonds. Again, the contract times and liquidated damages are listed here. Again, the date of availability is February the 16th, 2026. Completion date is June the 2nd, 2026. And the LDs for this would be $1,600 per day. There's no major contract items and no specialty items listed. We do have the provision in here for the steel price adjustment. So a recent change back in October is a minority business enterprise and a women's business enterprise. We've kind of gone away from having goals. Page G17 states that there is no MBWBE goal for the project. However, the provisions are still in here if you would still like to submit someone. Okay. So we skip all the way ahead to the back of the proposal. We do have a list of the line items that are associated with this particular project. There are, it looks like, 29 line items here. That's the way they should appear in the electronic bidding software to far as the line items and the quantities, and you just need to plug in your unit cost and the extended amounts there. So far as the actual proposal and the bidding items, that's all I've got on that. So, Jeremy, you want to talk about the actual work itself?
Yeah, probably won't go into too much detail on it because it's literally copy paste from Chico, the last one, and you guys were all both involved with that. It's very similar to the first one.
Yeah, but it's not like you made the changes.
The only thing we did was we actually deleted. There's two things. There's no rudder boring for the Cape Point, because that's already been done, and there's no HVAC work, because that's also already been done. But other than that, it's a standard credit dry dock, and it's picking up, full blast, full paint. We got steel work, all the identical to what we put out for the Chico. So I guess with that, I'll open it. If there's any questions, anything specific that you guys want to get into.
Yeah, on page FD5. You've got payment for associated inspection fees and expenses for regulatory bodies to be paid by the contractor, and so by incidental to the unit contract prices. I don't see any. Do you expect any?
Well, you got to do the hull inspection, right? So, I don't know. The Coast Guard doesn't usually charge. Yeah, we do get some fees for inspections on our Coast Guard, but no, I don't. See any that
would,
but
okay.
Yeah, that's the same as we have for all of the boats. So it's Coast Guard inspected, it's not classed, it's ABS or nothing.
US Navy or ABS certificate for lifting facility. Normally, ABS doesn't certify or lifts the professional engineers do.
That's acceptable. The last one, yeah, we'll accept the PE. We just want to know that the lift was inspected.
Under FD20, just to clarify this, fire protection, the last sentence on that page. It's a new phone. I don't know how to turn it. There we go. Silence. All fire watchers shall be competent persons and trained in fire prevention. Shipyard CP, you just mean they need to be certified as fire watch
yeah.
Certified.
Yeah. We want to know what they're looking for as a fire watch.
Okay.
Also those files.
Yeah, because we won't use CPs for
fire watches,
yeah. That's they'll be certified fire watches.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Feel free to chime in any time there. Oh, here we go again. FD30, paragraph 8.4, A.
8.5A.
Disassemble all valves listed in section 8.5. But we're replacing valves 2 inches and under.
Yeah, if you're replacing them, there's no need to disassemble.
Okay.
All right, and then for C, 85C, blue contact fit. Do you want all the valves blued or just the ones that were over, that are being overhauled? Do you want the new valves?
The new valves blued?
Blued?
Because it had to be disassembled technically to blue them.
Yeah, we did not do that in the past, so no.
I mean, they'll get water tested. Usually you hook them up and put a water pressure test on them, but they don't need to be disassembled if they're new from the factory.
Yeah, we don't need to make them worse.
And all these valves, just to be clear, when I went out for material pricing, you just want them standard commercial grade valves. There's nothing in your drawings that show. The drawings are a little outdated. So you're calling a gate valve, you're calling some of the butterfly. These butterflies lug, are they wafers? I don't have that in the drawing.
Bronze, stainless.
Yeah, bronze, stainless, what do you
galvanized.
Mean?
Galvanized.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in the drawing. We'll have to get back to you on that one.
So, definitely need to know that.
Generally, marine grade.
Yeah, general grade. So, if you're going to have a basic marine grade for saltwater environment, but the biggest thing is the lug valve versus the wafer. Are they lugs or wafers? Because there's a difference in price for those.
Well, we should be able to take a look at them. Those are fire pumps?
Yeah, fire pumps.
I think you should be able to see all the valves out there.
So. Okay.
What we got?
Paragraph 8.5.E is the same requirement as A. Open and inspect the valves, and the check valves are included in that, so it's just redundant.
Yeah.
Page FB34. So I spent an obscure amount of time trying to find green marine crop zapper. This is something silly, but it's H2O making it now, the crop zapper brand. And they have packaged kits, monthly and yearly, or you can buy the calcium hypochlorite packs to put in. So I don't know exactly what you want.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. I'll have to get back to you either. It's basically just a starter kit for the MSEs.
Yeah, I don't know about a starter kit, but it was, I remember seeing like monthly and yearly maintenance kits.
I think we do monthly.
Just put a monthly kit in? Okay. Yeah, just if you could answer that, that would be great. Got anything? Not yet. Okay. I think all the painting and stuff is pretty much self-explanatory.
You go to the rudder item. Which was 21, right?
Well, let's go to 17 first.
What's that?
17.
17.
Yeah, which this is page 46, FP 46.
Yeah, that seal, the Garlock 23 seal you're calling for, which we priced that in the past.
Yeah.
Now it seems like Garlock does not make that specific, and there's no part number on it. So we've taken the dimensions off of it and used that. And I found something. However, I want to make sure we're getting what you're going to need for that Garlock 23 seal. So if you can identify that, that'd be great.
Yeah, all we did was foreign shaft, and the ID of the rudder tube is 4.897 or something. But it doesn't identify, nothing identified the height of the seal.
Yeah, the thickness. So
we're guessing at this point.
It just says Garlock 23, and there's multiple Garlock 23s when you go to the website, so you can go all over for that.
All right, on FD46, 17.1 paragraph F says, anchors shall be blasted and painted and fitted with new shackles. Is the anchor visible so we can get an idea how big it is? And
yeah, it's very small.
Okay, is it anchor chain?
Might be a mix of both.
There is anchor chain. The last time we opted not to blast the chain because it was all galvanized. We didn't
want to. And I don't see blasting for the chain here, but just for removal purposes, I need to. Okay, and
there is
and
a chain that's very minimal, short. You can see it all.
Okay, and fit it with new shackles. So I just need to know. Is it just. Is it one anchor, or you have one on each end? One anchor, so just one shackle?
I think there's two, one on each end of the chain.
One on each end of the chain.
Yeah, you can see it there. It's just very minimal.
Okay, and then paragraph 17.4, the second bullet is the rescue boat davit for blasting and painting. But that's covered in work item 23.
Yeah.
Right. And then on 47, just above where it says the coating system for bulkheads and inboard, it says anchor and anchor chain to be reassembled with new hardware, and that hardware is just a shackle. Sure. And you talked about Carlock already.
Yep.
On page FD51, paragraph 19.4.1, paragraph M, says tiller arm points to be inspected for wear and renewed if necessary, as determined by the NCDOT representative. Now, if it's required, then the cost for renewal will be a supplemental agreement or a change order?
Yes. For the tiller arm.
Okay.
And we also keep spares at the shipyard, so we may supply. That's
got
it. Easier.
I hope your spares are better than NC VDOT's.
No promises.
We made them. Maybe you.
or the armies, right? The army. We identified propulsion shaft that needed to be replaced, so they said, well, hold on, we'll get your replacement ones. And the replacement ones were worse than the ones we pulled out.
So I'm going to actually hit on that. On the shaft, and it's the same requirement as the previous ones. We pull it, inspect it, see what it, make a determination what we want to do. We do have spares, and I'm expecting the starboard one, we're probably going to have to replace it and give you one of our spares to reinstall. We won't know until we get the measurements.
Okay.
Just a heads up that likely we'll be putting new shafts back in on this one.
Are you going to do both? Or just the starboard shaft?
The starboard is the only one that we got concerns with at the moment. They did some gearbox work and they went to fit it and it wasn't aligning as good as it should have.
Okay. On page 59, FD59, under 23.4, the requirements, the second paragraph states to inspect the davit, cable, winch, brakes, and shivs, and provide a condition found report to NCDOT. Inspection. How? I mean, because some people will tell us they want you to go ahead and needle gun all the welds and do an NDT inspection. Is this a visual inspection?
Yeah, it's a visual. Yeah, we have a form for it. That's like a, it's all based off the global data, 5 year.
Right, and that's fine. I need the scope of work to find, inspect. How are we going to inspect? Is it all visual?
Yes. Visual is acceptable.
All right, and the second paragraph is where it calls out for the preservation.
Yeah,
I mean,
blasting the data.
Yeah. On the next page, on 60, the paragraph before 23.5, I guess we're going to, there's no defined work, it just says inspect and repair. So we'll take a look at it when we go down to the boat.
Yeah. So in 23.4, real quick, you guys inspecting the data cable, but on the next page you got to be replacing it.
Again,
so
we're replacing
that,
we don't.
Yeah, so we need to inspect it. So for your hook, all that, you don't talk about your hook. You don't talk about anything on it, so I don't. Nothing tells me what hook you got on it.
Yeah, the hook is on the drone. We get it as a kit, the cable and the hook. And again, we got spares of those in Nance Harbor. So the hook comes, the cable and the hook gets load tested from Charleston Rigging.
Are you going to provide the cable and the hook assembly, or are we?
Yeah, if you want to reply to it, that's fine. I mean, but like I said,
yeah, I mean, we can if it's a big deal.
It's not a huge deal, but I mean, it's easier if you got the one with the hook on that you want on it.
Yeah, we have available.
I don't remember. Do you have all the drawings?
Yeah.
Because on the Davit drawing, it showed the cable, but then it stopped there.
Yeah, sure.
You talk about a Crosby part number in the drawing. That is not. I talked to Mozilla. That's not a good part number.
Continue to change the number now.
I guess I don't know. He said that's not a good number, so he offered a different kind. I said, let me check and see what they want.
Yeah, I think it's 1 ton.
Probably 15 years ago.
Yeah, it stops. Unless I'm looking at the wrong drawing.
Crosby.
Yeah, that Crosby number, I want to send it out to Mozilla, who's the local, J. Henry Holland, if you ever heard of them or not, but he said that's not a...
Okay, we'll just have to, I guess, figure out what's the equivalent modern part number for that.
Yeah, either that or, like I said, if you got the cable, you say, hey, I'll give you the cable.
We can supply the cable.
Because it's probably already pre-tested from your company, too.
Right? Yeah, we get it load-tested all as a unit, because that saves some money.
It's going to save you some money for me going out and getting you another cable with a load test.
All right, same page, FD60, paragraph 24.1. Are we doing the port lights, the round windows column on the main deck? It says, remove and renew all windows.
Gaskets, actually.
Yeah, well, renew to us is give us new windows. But you want us to take them out, replace the gaskets, and put the windows back.
Yeah, that does not include the port light windows.
It does not.
You may find some steel work needed there.
So,
superstructure steel.
So what's the crew deck? Is that not the main deck?
No, that's like the passenger lounge. It's basically the passenger lounge. It's the same.
Because it says including the passenger lounge, crew deck, and wheelhouse.
The crew deck's like tucked away on one end of it, right?
It's like you walk in the door, the first bench is the passenger lounge, and the second bench is the crew lounge.
Oh, the crew lounge, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's one window on the side.
Actually, it looks like two. One opens and one doesn't. Okay. Thank you. All right. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but that's all I got.
It's pretty easy.
Pretty
good?
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
Good. Yeah, so again, full blast. We got full props, shafts, rudders, no rudder boring, no HVAC. Likely need to supply the new tail shaft. And 21st at 2 p.m., bids in.
Yep, 2:00. Bids submitted electronically. I'll be posting them online within a couple hours. Of course, if you are in Bid Express, you can see pretty much within a couple minutes who the low bidder was or who the bidders are.
Okay.
There is one. So we got one. It's going to be under the steel work, but one item we know we have to do under the steel work is frame 39 is wasted. The escape scuttle. So where it's a common issue with us where the hatches are, the water drips down and it starts rotting the frame. So the Coast Guard has put a 835 on us to fix that after the next dry dock. So it's just a piece of angle. We plan to use some of the steel work to replace that frame 39.
All right, yeah, we can just point that out. We'll...
That's the only one we know at this time, but I'm sure we'll find one. Good. Anything else? Should we go look at the boat then? Yeah. So appreciate you coming here, and the main purpose of keeping these mandatories is to get eyes on the boat. I still think that's really important in preparing a bid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the door. Maybe two doors.